This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Starting today, the Colorado Department of Transportation will start cracking down on drivers who abuse toll lanes in the mountains. CPR Transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner has a story.
I'm standing next to Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. And here, the highway has two lanes in each direction, plus toll lanes. And for years, people have been breaking the rules on these. They're used as passing lanes, people weave in and out of them, they drive in them while they're closed, and they've been getting away with it. Well, that ends today. CDOT's new system of cameras and sensors will mail you a fine if you break the rules, up to $250. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
CDOT says it plans to expand its enforcement system to toll lanes along the Front Range as well. Nearly 2,000 Xcel Energy workers could strike without a new employment deal. CPR Sam Brash reports their current agreement expires at the end of this month.
Nate Gutierrez is with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 111. After months of negotiations, he says the company still hasn't offered a plan for fair wages.
The lack of movement in the last multiple sessions is unfortunately getting us closer to an impasse, which allows for the next steps to actually become more of a reality.
A strike could mean fewer workers ready to fix gas and power outages. An Xcel Energy spokesperson declined to say what that'd mean for customers, but said the company is negotiating in good faith. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's break from drought conditions is over. Federal drought monitors say, quote, abnormally dry conditions have returned to the western slope. Those conditions are also present near the Four Corners area. This is CPR and KRCC.